Heavenly Father, open our ears and our hearts and our minds, that we know the path that you are calling us on, and be willing and gladly follow. Amen. I wonder, what are you like on a long journey? Are you childlike, impatient, excited, asking every 5 minutes, are we there yet? Or perhaps you're more mature and patient, enjoying the scenery, resting in anticipation of the arrival and what is to come. I think Advent is a bit of a journey from the here and now of a broken world with its darkness and despair, with the expectation of judgment, righteous in its wrath, yet graciously promised to be merciful to those who trust in a Saviour sent to be with us and redeem us. And a journey to a destination of a promised land, or Isaiah says, where the ransomed of the Lord shall return on a highway for God's people, where the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. The lame shall leap like a deer and the tongues of the speechless sing for joy. And our passage from Isaiah looks to these end times when all our journeys will draw close to their destiny and speaks of a return from exile, as we know happened to the people of Israel, taken into captivity by Babylon. And the highway in Isaiah chapter 35 describes and hints at the return of God's people back into his presence, coming into Zion with singing. And with New Testament eyes, this is seen ultimately fulfilled by the coming of Jesus as God's Son, who not only rescued us from that exile from God's presence, but who also saved us from that ultimate separation from God, death itself. This week in Advent, we remember particularly John the Baptist, of whom Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, amongst those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist." And although thrown into prison at the hands of Herod, John sends word to Jesus, having heard what deeds the Messiah was doing, and asks, "Are you the one who is to come?" And Jesus' reply, as always, is interesting and typically indirect. He says, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them." The deeds of the Messiah were bringing the lost back home, along the highway for God's people, where no lion roams and no ravenous beast is to be found. Jesus' reply needed no words. It was action and deeds that conveyed the message. He is the Messiah. His ministry itself proclaimed that he was the saviour figure of the people of Israel, that the people of Israel had longed for. The very one John was preparing the way for as a voice crying in the wilderness, the one to whom we should seek and follow to find our way back to God. So where are we on our journey through life and our journey through Advent this year? Do we feel a long way from the destination with the darkness and desolation all around? Or are we peering desperately for the buffer stops at the end of the line and missing the scenery passing by? For our journey through life and Advent calls for patience and observation. Patience because the journey is not just about the destination. We may be a long way off. We might be just around the corner. But our journey is importantly about being on the right track. Who is driving our train, to use that railway analogy? As Christians, we need to live with Jesus as our Lord, driver of our train, ensuring we are following his will and his ways. And our journey requires observation too, because we ought to be looking at the scenery around us. It is not for our pleasure, but for our hope. We may have gloom and darkness around us, but there are signs of that light and hope if we look carefully. Hope of even the smallest change observed, improving the lot of perhaps the poor or the lonely or the lost, as we hear in those readings. And we've got a good example here coming up early in the new year, where our youngsters are providing a meal for us if we wish to enjoy it. And all those donations are going to Jimmy's, that charity in Cambridge to help the homeless at this time of the year particularly. So we can look around us and see light and hope. And even if we can't see any glimmer of light, then we should certainly be trying to sow those seeds of God's love and light to all in need. For that, indeed, is the pathway Jesus trailblazes for us. Advent and the waiting for the appearance of the Messiah, who came for the first time 2,000 years ago, is Emmanuel, God with us, and promises again to return to make all things new. He reflects the now and not yet nature of God's kingdom that Christ heralded in for us that first Christmas. God's kingdom has come with Jesus and will be fully come when he returns at the end of time. So how are we going to journey through our life, and in particular Advent this season? Let's not be passive passengers, but patient and observant travellers, following the right path and sowing seeds of the kingdom where we can. With John the Baptist, let's echo his cry, "Come and prepare the way of the Lord. Let us make his path straight." Amen.